decorate my toys. You said seek, ye shall find. I've been with you through all time. And if you're thirsty, I would quench you with my love. And if you're hungry, I will feed you with my word. And all I ask of you is that you love as I do. And if you lose your way, I'll lead you to my love. From a sinful life, I'll bless you in my love. For creation, there's a weakness of my love. You know that you should know and stop for the world to try to judge. They only love that can bring peace in. So won't you try your love.
title song without a reason or rhyme. Try to believe in material confusion. Till the truth, I was blind. You said love cannot start. You can see it with your heart. And if you're thirsty, I will quench you with my love. And if you're hungry, I will feed you with my word. And all I ask of you is that you love as I do. And if you lose your way, I'll lead you to my love. From a sinful life, I'll place you in my love. For all creation bears a witness of my love. You know that you should know it's time for the world to
try to love.
The only love that can bring peace is
love.
So won't you try? Try that
love.
I wonder when will the world wake up and start to
try that love.
People have to not pay no mind to
try that love.
So won't you try that
love.
You know that there's no excuse for no one not to
try that love.
You'd be grateful you let inside you
try that love.
So won't you try that
love.
I know that without you there'll be no tomorrow.
Try that love.
Who lives broken hearts are from sorrow.
Try that love.
So won't you try that love. Love, oh, oh.
Try that love.
Shalom, shalom. Once again, this is your brother, your Aki, Yehoshua Baka, Levi ben Israel. And I just want to start off by giving thanks and praise to the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is by saying hallelujah. And I hope everyone has been blessed out there as he has been blessing me. And I hope all is well with everybody. I just want to say again that I love you very much and that I can only pray that my words be received. And this is part six of the Love series, the final part of the attributes of love. Commitment. Cleaving, forgiveness, kindness, patience, respect, selflessness, and truth. And I have to say that, you know, in this journey of life and in this time of darkness that we live in, it's the word of the Most High. The law is the light. And that's in the book of Proverbs. And this is what I'm trying to do. Shed some light in a time of darkness. Darkness. What is darkness? Darkness is ignorance. We live in a time of gross darkness, gross ignorance. How else can you explain the music? where you can't hardly understand the songs. Amongst other things, are the state of confusion that we're in. You got thousands of religions, different sects of Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, Islam, Hebrews. Sounds like confusion. Sounds like hell. And I'm going to give a little teaching on that at some point in time, where hell is actually on earth. Hell, the grave, Sheol. That's where we are. The Most High in the book of Ezekiel said, we will come out of our graves. The Valley of the Dry Bones. More proof that where we live in is not a good place. State of confusion. No one knows what's right. Of course, I can claim to be 100% right, but you know I'm not. 80% maybe? I don't know. But for the most part, we're going to find out who's right when we get to the wilderness. That I do know. Most I said he's going to judge us again in the wilderness. And it's like I said before, that word in the King James Version says plea. He's going to plead with us. How could the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is, plead with mankind? That word is judge. When you look at the Hebrew, he's going to judge us in the wilderness. Who's right? Who's wrong? Discernment in action. It's just like when we was on when we were in the wilderness before, right? Moses came down off the mountain and said, who was for Yehovah? Stand by me. The Levites was the first to go over to his side. And many Israelites died that day because they didn't want to follow the Creator. I would have to say it's going to look something like that, if not worse, because there's a lot more of us now. So, of course, I'm saying this out of love, in hopes that people take heed, because that word "Hear, O Israel" just don't mean listen and then walk away. It means take heed. That means you should think hard about it. Not only think hard about it, but maybe you should take action. Because if we know anything about the Creator, especially at that time when we get there, he's not going to be playing. It depends on your fear levels, which way you're going to go, I would have to say. You know, that's the way to look at that. So, and I say that to say that this last, hopefully, I get it all in, installment of truth. It's very deep. It's totally opposite of how we live today. Darkness, ignorance. The truth is the light. The truth is his word. The truth will set you free. Okay, and it's like I said, I like to start off in the book of Leviticus as a reminder of why we are here. Leviticus 19, 17, and 18. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Thou shalt not in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Most High. Love thy neighbor as thy love thyself. Learn to love yourself so you can love your neighbor. Love yourself means taking care of yourself. Not putting toxins and poisons in your body. Not drinking all the time, not smoking all the time. Getting the proper rest, eating the right foods. Instilling positive thoughts in your mind. Reprogramming your mind to think positively of positive things. Okay, so love yourself. Then it becomes easier to love your neighbor. The next scripture I want to go to is the book of Psalms, Tehillim 51. Let's see, 51, start from verse 5. Let's see. Behold, let me back up a little bit. Psalms 51, start from verse 5. Hallelujah. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. You hear that? We were all shapen in iniquity. That's our root as human beings, even in the beginning. The Most High said, well, let's just go there. What is that? Is it 4? Let's see. Genesis 4, and I'm going to start from verse 6. Hallelujah. And the Most High said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest well, not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. So you see, he said, if you do well, doing well is not just committing good acts. It might be enough to get you by to get to the wilderness. But at some point, we all are going to have to follow this law wholeheartedly. And that's what I have to tell people. People think just because they do good deeds and are generally good people, that's enough. That's enough for his tender mercies. But once we get in the wilderness, you can't say, well, I'll just keep doing good deeds and not do the law. That's going to be a problem. So we see here, if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Basically, you can conquer sin. You can conquer. We are meant to conquer sin. That's how you improve yourself. When you repent, you can't go back. Especially if it's something that's meant to bring a death penalty. You can't keep committing that same sin. you're not going to make it. This is the cold, hard truth. I didn't write this. I'm only repeating what the Most High's saying. Okay, so he says here, back to Psalms chapter 51, verse 6, behold, thou desire truth in the inward parts. You see that? Truth is supposed to be in you. King David says, the Most High desire truth in you. Right? This is our goal, to learn the truth, to put the truth in you. You know, this world is based on falsehood, and that makes so much truth, because we're living without the law. So to be living contrary to the law mean that there has to be so much falsehood in the world. So people like me are here to try to bring the truth, to shed light, to be a light to the world. Okay, so the next chapter and verse I want to go to speaking about the truth is Psalm 60. Psalm 60, let's see, 3 and 5, hallelujah. Thou hast shown thy people hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth, Selah, that thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand, and hear me. Okay, so what is it saying here? Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee. Here it is, right? Another word, another attribute, fear, respect. To people who fear the Most High, that it may be displayed because of the truth. You see that? Now, wait a minute. I just saw something. So let me go up to verse 1. O Most High, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displaced. O hope, O turn thyself to us again. You see that? One of the attributes of love is together. So when we live in contrary to the law, what did he say he was going to do? He was going to scatter us. Ain't no use of you trying. Right? I'm just going to scatter you. Because that's Torah. You're no longer together. You're not following the law. So I'm just going to scatter you. You're no longer going to be together. Okay, so we saw in verse 4, thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Banner of truth. When you dress like an Israelite, that can be a banner. Banner of truth. I know I'm going to get the truth because he's a Hebrew. But some of us lie. Some of us deceive. And those people, I hope the Most High chastise them so they don't continue to do stuff like that. Because there's great honor and respect that comes with saying I'm a Hebrew Israelite. You have a banner on you, spiritually and physically. You should physically. Okay, so Psalms 119. Let's go there and see what this says. 119. Let's see. First, start from verse 30. Hallelujah. Oh, well, wait a minute. Let me go back up. Well, let's go to, let's read 25 to 32. Hallelujah. My soul cleave unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melt for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Most High. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Okay, so we see it here again. It says, my soul cleave unto the dust. Right? I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. I didn't know cleave was there. Even though it's saying it's cleaving to the dust. Now, we know the testimonies of the people who write, who have written the book of Psalms. Asaph, King David, and whoever else. Sounds like he understands Torah, doesn't it? If I had been righteous, my soul wouldn't be cleaving to the dust. It'd be cleaving to you, to the Most High. Right? That's why we see what we see. We keep seeing the same thing. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. That's all areas, right? That's talking about the Most High. It's talking about the people. It's talking about individuals. He said he chosen the way of truth. He chosen the way of the law. The law is the truth. And how we should live our lives according to that. Right? So we're going to stay in the same chapter. And we're going to go to 41 and 48. Let's see what this says. Hallelujah. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Most High, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproach me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth. For I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. And I will talk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings. And I will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved. And I will meditate in thy statutes. See that? So here we are in verse 41. Let thy mercies come also unto me. Mercies. Verse 43 says, and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hope for thy judgments. And here at the end, 48 says, my hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved. Right? And 47, my bad, let me go up. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. So we have loved and we have mercies. In the same thought. Series of verses. If you know anything about Psalms 119 is talking about, he touching on the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, the Aleph Beit. And this is the Wav. And the Wav means, you know what? To join. means hook. Right? What an awesome series of verses. That's Torah. Okay? So, where are we going next? C. Proverbs 3. Let's go to Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3, verses 1 through 7. Hallelujah. My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of the Most High and in man. Trust in the Most High with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy words acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Most High and depart from evil. You see that? It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Look at that. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of your mind. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of the Most High and in man. And, you know, verse 5. Trust in the Most High with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. Right? We try to fight that all the time. And, of course, I'm guilty. When the Most High is, when you don't think the Most High is watching, he is watching. When you think that he don't have your life planned out, he does. And that's like one of the hardest things to master. It's not impossible. By far, it's not impossible. Because one thing that he does that keeps you trusting in him, he puts you in situations. Situations where you just have to wait. There's no way around it. And that's all you have to do is fast, cry and pray. And then wait. And then he'll be there. If you have found favor. How did you get favor? Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. Right? And that's why verse 1 starts off the way it does. You don't only need mercy and truth, but what else do you need? My son, my daughter, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. How do we get favor, mercy, and truth, and keep the commandments? And that's why I said it's not that easy to get in heaven is the way they say it is today. You just can't have mercy and truth in you. You have to have the law with you. That makes sense, right? You have to earn your place in heaven. We all do. You think about the servants of old, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They had to do certain things that was ordered by the Most High to earn their spot. That's why they lived such harsh lives. Okay. So, what's the next one? Isaiah. I don't know if I should stop here or not. Let's see. You know what? I might just think we should. Because that next part is pretty extensive. Alright, so this is going to be a short video. I mean, a recording today. And I hope you like the song and the teaching. Try Yah's love. The Rastas call him Yah, but his name is Yah. Try Yah love. That's what I want to leave you with today. I want to give thanks and praise once again to the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that there is by saying hallelujah. And once again, I love you very much. And I pray that the words were received in righteousness, because that's what I intend to do. His words are healing. And they are a light to this world of darkness that we live in. So once again, I love you very much. And Yah willing, I'll be back soon. Hallelujah.